Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and if you tuned in on Monday, that's this week's Memorization Monday scripture passage, Isaiah 9, 6, a great passage that we ought to be reading not just around Christmas time, but anytime. Amen. Amen indeed. Hey, good Thursday. Great to see you. Welcome to Mark and Friends today. Yeah, just about halfway through the month of April, this 15th day. It would normally be tax day, but they extended tax day into another month, into the middle of next month. So if you're scrambling, praise the Lord, you get an extra month. Anyways, hey, great to hang out with you today, and I hope you're having a blessed week. It's a joy to be the guest host today and every Thursday for Mark and Friends. And, yep, as I mentioned, we are just about halfway in to the month of April. Be sure to get your April edition of the Prime Life Times. Some great articles in it again this month, including one on potholes and, well, a little ditty that I wrote up in my monthly column there. So be sure to get the Prime Life Times over a few hundred locations in and beyond our listening area. Find out more at primelifetimes.com. For Mark and Friends today, we're going to be talking about heaven. Did you know if you are a child of God, heaven is your home? And there's not a whole lot written about what heaven will be like, but friend, God's word does give us a few glimpses here and there throughout scripture. And we're going to talk about that today, our heavenly home from John chapter 14. Coming up right after this on Mark and Friends.
They are everywhere. All that we hear about is the gloom and despair. Too many would-be prophets saying it's the end of it all. 'Cause Mother Earth can't take much more. The hammer's gonna fall. So nature has its needs. That's a lesson learned. But it appears to me there are greater concerns. 'Cause we can save the planet, thinking we will somehow survive. But Father Time is calling us to save somebody's life. So I won't bend it, I won't break, and I won't water down.
friend. I hope you are having a wonderful Thursday. You're listening to Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll here with you. I heard of a story of a deacon who passed away and he entered heaven. And an angel provided a bicycle for this deacon to ride around there on the streets of gold there in heaven. But soon after, he saw a gardener go by in a Rolls Royce and a former church member go by in a Cadillac. And so the deacon said, why on earth are all these people driving these nice cars and I'm here on a bicycle? And the angel said, well, the kind of transportation you get in heaven depends on how good of a Christian you were on earth. And all of a sudden, this deacon just fell down laughing. I mean, tears coming down his cheeks. And the angel said, what happened? And the deacon said, I just saw my old pastor go by on roller skates. Oh, friend, today we are talking about heaven. Heaven. If you're a child of God, heaven is your home. Friend, it's your destination. And shouldn't you want to know more about this place called heaven? In all honesty, when it comes to the subject of heaven, God purposely left some things out. I mean, we don't have a whole lot written on the subject or what it would be like and what heaven will be like. But the scriptures do give us a glimpse a few different times throughout the Word of God. Remember when the Apostle Paul was caught up and went to heaven and he didn't know if he was in the body or out of the body. He was caught up in the third heaven, and he said there were things there not lawful to declare, unspeakable, unutterable things, things that man is not permitted to tell. In other words, there's a great mystery about heaven, kind of a sacred secret. And so today we're talking about our heavenly home. So if you have your Bible, head on over to John chapter 14, the Gospel of John chapter 14. We're going to take a look at a couple of verses here for Mark and friends as we talk about our heavenly home. John 14, verse 1, Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. Isn't that a good word today? A timely word. Talking about our heavenly home today. And here's some observations as we talk about heaven. First of all, heaven is a place. It is a place. In verse 3, it says, and if I go and prepare a place for you. Dear friend, heaven is a real place. Did you know that? It's not a condition. Friend, it's not a state of mind. It's not some ho-hum fictional destination. Dear friend, heaven is a real place on God's map. It's not a pie-in-the-sky imagination. Heaven is the place where God dwells and where Jesus sits today at the right hand of the Father. This place called heaven, dear friend, is just as real as the place you call home. It's a real place filled with real people. It is a place. But friend, not only that, heaven, dear friend, is home. In verse 2, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many rooms. He said, my Father's house. You know, when he said, in my Father's house, that really changes the whole understanding of death, right? No longer is death to be viewed as some airy journey to an unknown place. Friend, heaven is home. Simply put, when a Christian dies, they are at home. They're at home. 2 Corinthians 5:8, the Apostle Paul says, yes, we are of good courage and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. It is home for God's children. Philippians 3:20 says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, the Bible tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. It's in heaven. Friend, we are not citizens of earth trying to get to heaven. We're citizens of heaven passing through earth. The Bible tells us our citizenship is in heaven, and Jesus said that we are going home to our Father's house. Home. So heaven, dear friend, is a place. Heaven is home. But friend, heaven will have some joyful activities. I mean, think about this. We tend to think, let's just be honest. I remember growing up and hearing when I think about heaven, all we're going to do in heaven is just worship, sing songs 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I mean, we're just going to sing. I mean, we're going to be bowing down at the throne room of God and our backs are going to be sore for all of eternity. That's what we tend to think, right? But friend, there's going to be some joyful activities. Revelation chapter 7 verse 14 says, and these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. Listen, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Friend, we are going to be serving God. Serving God. And I know what you're thinking. Listen, I worked for 40 years at that factory, and I don't want to work for all of eternity. I know you're thinking, I don't even like getting up in the morning on Mondays and turning off that alarm and doing the grind between 9 and 5. Listen, the work we're going to be doing will be nothing like we know of it today. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because of the fall in the garden, Adam and Eve, we have toil. And we have sweat when we work today. But that won't be like anything like that in heaven. Friend, the work we're going to be doing, the works of service God has for us in heaven, friend, they're going to be enjoyable and nothing like what we know today. Nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing like we know of it today. It is going to be a joy-filled activity, a wonderful opportunity serving the Lord and worshiping him for all of eternity. Joyful activities. Heaven is a place. Heaven is home. Heaven will have joyful activities. Friend, heaven is also filled with beauty. Filled with so much beauty. You know, the Apostle John gets a glimpse of what the new heaven and the new earth will look like. And he says in Revelation 21:10, and he said, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. Verse 18, the wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald. And it goes on and lists all these precious stones and jewels in verse 21 of Revelation 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Friend, our God is a God of beauty. And he is going to lavish his beauty, his glory, on the place he is preparing for you and for me. I mean, poor John, seeing all this beauty, and he had to write it down. He had to somehow, some way describe what he was seeing. And he was just, I bet he was just trying his best. How in the world do I encapsulate what I see right before my eyes and put it into human words? I mean, it's like trying to tell a blind man about how beautiful a sunset is. I mean, difficult. Friend, we can't even fully understand the beauty on which we will see in heaven. Heaven is filled with beauty, but friend, heaven is a family reunion. You know, many people say after the when they arrive in heaven, they're going to, of course, see Jesus, but they're going to look forward to seeing their friends and family, those loved ones who have passed on, who love the Lord, people that you and I know who have gone before us and now in the presence of Almighty God. Friend, when I read the Word of God, it is clearly seen that we are going to see them again. It is going to be a family reunion. In 2 Samuel 12:20, David had a child with Bathsheba, and this child was sick, and the child died. And he said in 2 Samuel 12:22, he said, while the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live. Verse 23, but now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? Watch this. I shall go to him, but he will not return to me. Did you get that? He says, I can't bring my child back, but I'm going to see him again. I'm going to go to him. He will not return to me. Friend, we go to our loved ones in heaven. It is going to be a family reunion. In Jacob's life, in Genesis 49:33, it's coming to an end. And it says, when Jacob finished commanding his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. Did you get that? He was gathered to his people. I mean, Jacob's body is in some grave somewhere here on earth. But friend, he is with his people. Talk about a family reunion. We will know one another in heaven. Friend, what a family reunion like no other. So heaven, dear friend, it's a place. Heaven is home. Heaven will have joyful activities. Heaven is filled with beauty. Heaven is going to be a family reunion. Friend, also heaven is a place of no mores. No mores. A place of no mores. Revelation 21:3 says, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. What a beautiful passage, by the way. Verse 4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Friend, in heaven there will be, listen, no sickness, no sorrow, suffering, or sin. No more doctor's appointments. No more depression, no more cancer, no more headaches, no more struggles, no more heartaches, no more broken hearts, no more brokenness, no more pain, no more backaches, no more ibuprofen, no more dentist bills. Why? Because the former things have passed away. Friend, that is some good news today. If you're struggling today, friend, there is a better day coming. Heaven is filled. Heaven is a place of no mores. And finally, heaven is a place for the redeemed. For the redeemed. Heaven is not for good people, friend. It's for forgiven people. Jesus talking about heaven, this place that he's preparing in his Father's house in John 14, verse 1. But he said, before he even talks about heaven, he says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. The Bible says you need to be born again. How do I get born again? By believing upon Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Friend, you've had an earthly birth. You need a heavenly birth. And if you're heavenly born, you're heavenly bound. To arrive to this place called heaven, it is only for those who've placed their trust and faith in Jesus Christ. All you have to do is say, dear Lord Jesus, forgive me. In your own words, in your own way, out of your own heart, say, God, I am a sinner. I am in need of a Savior. Save me from my sins. I acknowledge and confess my sin to you. I believe upon you as the Lord and Savior of my life. Ask you to forgive me. Make me new. Make me whole. And I will follow you all the days of my life.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. That will be, and when we all see Jesus. will sing and shout the victory. Prize before us, soon his beauty we'll behold, and soon the pearly gates will open, and we shall tread the streets of gold. 'Cause when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.